Hello and welcome. I am your host, Louisa Hauptmann, and today we are going all the way back to Heian Japan. This period of Japanese history lasted from 794 to 1185 and was characterized by aristocratic rule by privileged elite families. The Heian period facilitated a flourishing of literature, the fine arts, and an appreciation of aesthetics. Aristocrats frequently wrote poetry and were very concerned with the rule of taste, which emphasizes the importance of aesthetic beauty. Today, we will be diving deep into the experiences of upper-class aristocrats during this period. Today, we are exploring the everyday life of Hinata of the Fujiwara imperial family. Every morning after she wakes up, her assistants help her brush out her long black hair and dress in 15 layers of kimonos. Each kimono has been intricately dyed and styled in a way that is aesthetically pleasing. Hinata has had her teeth dyed black in order to look more beautiful, and after she dresses, she is painted with several layers of white foundation that will make her appear more pale than she already is. Hinata rarely goes outside, as the sun could damage her delicate skin, and she has no business doing work that the peasants below her would do. As an aristocrat, Hinata has access to revenue from many different parts of Japan without ever having to leave the capital. The shoin, or estate system, is a landholding system that allows aristocrats to collect revenue from peasants under their control. The shiki, or contract, establishes obligations and duties for the peasants to Hinata, and she then has rights and compensation for their work. Hinata is being courted by an aristocratic man, and every day she is delivered a beautiful poem from him. As a woman, Hinata is literate in hiragana and enjoys reading novels written by other women. In the evening, Hinata attends parties to mingle with other aristocrats. Because Hinata is a Fujiwara, the most dominant imperial family, she is expected to hold herself with great esteem. The rule of taste during the Heian period encompassed the need for everything to be aesthetically pleasing. It was vital to match colors properly, whether it was a kimono or the napkins on a dinner table. Aristocrats, both male and female, were encouraged to have sensitivity to beauty and be emotionally open. Stoicism was frowned upon, and genuine emotional responses were vital to facilitate relationships. Beauty was an integral part of a woman's life. Women would blacken their teeth so that their mouths would resemble a dark toothless oval when open. A round, puffy face was desirable, and women wore layers of white makeup to make their skin very pale. Having dark skin was taboo, and aristocrats would not dare be seen in public without whitening their face. Women wanted long, thick black hair, and would frequently wear hair extensions if needed. Finally, to pull the look together, aristocrats wore up to 15 layers of kimonos in order to keep up appearances and present themselves in the best way possible. Poetry was necessary for the initiation of romantic relationships between Heian aristocrats, as it was socially acceptable and effective. In most instances of courtship, poetry was utilized as a means of communication between a Heian-era aristocratic man and the Heian woman that caught his eye. Modern-day aspects of male attractiveness were not as important in a woman's initial calculations as a well-written poem. Literature had great importance during the Heian period. The writing system kanji, based off of Chinese ideograms, is now paired with katakana and hiragana to better express Japanese tastes. The development of hiragana facilitated a rise in Japan's famous vernacular literature. Many court women were not trained in Chinese, so they wrote exclusively in hiragana. The rise of literature and poetry written by women was an intriguing development during the Heian period. For aristocrats, the Heian period was a time of economic prowess, intellectual and artistic growth, as well as a time where aesthetic beauty was of the utmost importance. Physical beauty, literature, poetry, and the rule of taste were all vital aspects of this culture. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode of A Day in the Life, and I hope you heard something that intrigued you today. Until next time, this is Louisa Hauptmann, signing off for now. Thank you.